The Lord has put on my heart this word, and I'm going to share this with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to start reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 15, and then I will go on to chapter 7, verse 1. And if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting from verse 15. It says here, "And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?" In verse 16, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.'" What an awesome promise. That God Almighty, He will dwell among His people, and He will be our God, and He will walk among us. Verse 17, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Chapter 7, verse 1. "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, because we have these great promises of God Almighty dwelling among His people, God Almighty walking among His people and calling His people sons and daughters. Those are great promises. There, I believe this is the greatest privilege that we have, that we are God's people and God's children. And But with that, there's also a responsibility on us, and that is to make a decision to leave the ways of the world and to leave the ways of flesh and carnality, the mindset of this world, and to live like Christ. To follow Christ, to follow His Spirit. And that's why Apostle Paul, he quotes this passage from the Old Testament and says, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord." We are called to live a life that is according to the ways of God, in the holiness of God, in the things of God, and not in the ways of the world. And you know what? It is not because of our strength. It is God's grace. God's grace is God's ability, God's power in the life of a believer to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of our holy God. And for that, Apostle Paul says in verse 15, "And what accord has Christ with Belial?" Which is that Belial, you know, that's another name for Satan. So Christ has nothing in common with Satan. And then he says, "Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?" We have nothing in common with unbelievers. But that does not mean that we should not go to the world to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. All this means is that we do not follow the ways of the world. We follow only Christ. But we must go out and reach out to the world to bring them to Christ, into the kingdom of Christ. And that's why we read in the book of John, the Gospel of John, that we live in this world, but we are not of this world. You know why? Because Gospel of John chapter 1 says that we are God's children. We are born of God. And Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, that we are born of God, born of the incorruptible seed, the Word of God. We are born of God. We are born again, as Jesus said in John chapter 3, that the moment we believe in Christ, the moment we surrender our hearts to Him sincerely, our lives are changed miraculously by the supernatural power of God's Word, which is the incorruptible seed. And it transforms us. It gives us a new birth to become a new creature in Christ, to become the righteousness of God in Christ. I love this song which the worship team sang, that Jesus Christ, He knew no sin, but He became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says that He Himself, Jesus Christ, took our sins on His body on the cross so that we should no longer live unto sins, but unto righteousness. And then He said, by His stripes we are made whole. By His wounds we are made whole, complete in our spirit, soul, and body. Wow. And Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2 that we are made complete in Christ, in our spirit and in our soul. When we discipline ourselves, when we discipline ourselves to walk in the spirit and not according to the ways of the world, when we surrender our hearts and lives to Christ totally and completely, that's the life of being complete in Christ and becoming whole. And you know how that happens? It only happens because of what Christ did on the cross. It is not by our strength. It has nothing to do with us. All that we do is make a decision to follow Christ. All we do is accept the free gift of God that we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ. His body was broken so that we might be made whole. That is an awesome promise, the love of God in action on the cross. So people of God, that's we become God's righteousness, we become new creature, we are born again, we become God's children, all because of His grace. And then, as I said, that we have nothing in common with the world, with the ways of the world, and the other man, there's another man, there's a man with whom we have nothing in common, and that is our old man. The old man of flesh and carnality. Apostle Paul calls the old man and the flesh and carnality as an enmity against God. When a person walks in the ways of the world in flesh and carnality, that is an enmity. I do not want to be an enemy of God. People of God, God promises us His free gift, but there's a responsibility that we have, and that is to choose the ways of God and not the ways of the world. And that is why when Apostle Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that we are crucified with Christ. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. People of God, the moment we make a decision to follow Christ, to believe in Christ, we are crucified with Christ. That old man, it dies on the cross. The old man is crucified to the cross, at the cross, with Christ. And then when that old man dies, Romans 6, Chapter 6, verse 4 says that we are buried with Christ through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was risen by the glory of the Father, so we also live in the newness of life. Wow. The newness of life in Christ. It is bestowed upon us. It's given to us freely. The moment we choose to surrender our heart and life to Christ, and when we make a decision to follow the Spirit of Christ, it is a supernatural life. You know why? Because we are supernatural people. Because we are born of God's incorruptible seed, the Word of God. So when we live this miraculous life, the supernatural life of God, and I want to read this passage from Galatians chapter 5, which is in the newness of life, the life in the Spirit. And the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to start reading from verse 16. Okay, Galatians 5. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. A lot of times when we talk about holiness, when we talk about living according to the ways of God and not according to the ways of the world, a lot of time people think that it's a life of legalism, it's a life of bunch of do's and don'ts. No. When we walk in the Spirit, when we are being led by the Spirit, the Bible says we are not under the law. It is not a legalistic thing to follow the ways of Christ. It is not a legalism to live a holy life. Because the moment we choose to follow Christ, the moment we choose to follow the Spirit of God, it comes out of our heart. It is not something that we make a decision in our minds to. Yes, our mind is also engaged, but it is basically from our heart. We follow our heart. We want to do the things that we desire to do. It's a spiritual desire. It is God's desire. That's why in the Psalms we read that God gives us the desires of our heart, and those desires are God's desires. What God's desire, that's what we desire. And that's why it's a heart thing. It's a relationship. It is not some legalistic thing, because if you live a legalistic life, you're not really walking in relationship with Christ. When you are in relationship with Christ, it is a love relationship. It is a love walk. And you want to follow the Word of God, the statutes of God, the ways of God, the life of Christ out of your heart. And when you do that, it is a powerful thing. And we live a life of the Spirit. And then verse 19. Apostle Paul writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice that Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Galatians, and he is telling them that when we, or those who walk according to the flesh, or according to the mindset of the world. This is the mindset of the world. This is the ways of the flesh. This is the old man that is full of flesh and carnality, which is an enmity against God. And that person will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know why? Because that person has not experienced the regeneration, the born-again experience. But even when we become Christians and born again, the flesh is there. And the reason it's there, because God wants us to make a decision to follow Him and not the flesh. Amen? It will continually be there until Christ returns. Up until we're in this body, we're going to fight this old man, this flesh. And when Christ comes, yes, these bodies will become glorious. We will completely become like Him. But in the meantime, I want to show you one more passage of Scripture, and that is 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. I love this verse. It's powerful. It is so profound. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. The word He, the letter H is capital. And it's talking about Christ. As He is, as Christ is, so are we in this world. You know why? Because we are born again. We are like Christ. We are God's righteousness in Christ. We are new creatures. And in our spirit and in our soul, we can discipline our lives to be like Christ. That's why Apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. In other words, he's saying, imitate Christ. Be like Christ. So, when we become like Him, the flesh, carnality, sin, it just melts away. And the Bible says, they that are of Christ, Apostle Paul writes, they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And another thing which is so prevalent in the church, and that is the fear. What's going to happen in the future? And all the things that we're facing right now, especially in the area of economy, we're not sure about our financial status, and so there's fear. Fear comes. And sometimes it comes so strong that it cripples us, it paralyzes us. But the Bible says we have not received the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. I believe fear is also one of the ways of the world. And we must never ever follow fear. That's a tactic of Satan. That's how Satan rules. But we are not called to live a life in fear. We're called to live a life of peace. We're called to live a life that is bold, because the Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. You see, our God is awesome. Our God is powerful. When we choose to follow Christ, when we choose to follow the ways of God, when we choose to follow the Spirit of God, no one and there is nothing in this world that can come against the power of our God. He allows us, He makes us invincible because we are His children. He is the Almighty God. We all believe that. But it is such an awesome thing to experience His almightiness in your life. And we give God all the glory and honor for that. And before I close, I want to ask all of you who have not surrendered their hearts to Christ, all those who have not given their life to Jesus, this is the moment. There is nothing greater than giving your life to Christ. This is the most awesome thing, the greatest privilege any person can have, to belong to Christ. Let's close our eyes. And in your heart, I know there are a lot of young people here, and I don't know what's going on in your life. The Lord knows. He knows your heart. And even the believers, if you have experienced God, and then you also struggle with flesh and carnality, it's time for you to surrender completely. I know that sometimes it's a process, but sometimes God just enables us to overcome our struggles of flesh and carnality. And then there are times it's a process. So now you make a decision. Are you going to follow Christ, or are you going to follow flesh, carnality, and the ways of the world? You surrender your heart to Him right now. And all those who want to give their hearts to Christ and follow Christ, you talk to Him. I don't have to ask you to raise your hands or come forward. It's between you and the Lord. And you talk to Him in your heart. And you tell Him that, Lord, I surrender my life to You. I give my life to You. I belong to You. I'm going to pray for you. And in the meantime, you can talk to Him. He's here. He's in our midst. He's listening to you. Father God, I thank You for this beautiful morning and Your awesome word that we have heard. And Lord, I pray that as Your people have heard Your truth, let this truth be infused into their hearts and minds in a miraculous way. Let them experience Your holy presence and Your mighty power of the Spirit to change. Touch their hearts as they are surrendering their hearts to You, as they are giving their lives to You. Lord, empower them to live for You. Bless Your people today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.